This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and happy Friday. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan, together with T. Xiao Ik and Lim Soo Ann. As always, we have two stories for you today. First up, astronomers studying black holes in the Milky Way have discovered what could be a new type of black hole.
Wow.
And it could be the smallest black hole ever.
And black holes are an important part of how astrophysicists make sense of the universe. And it's so important that astrophysicists are actually trying to build a census of all the black holes in the Milky Way galaxy. And these astronomers and astrophysicists have discovered what they believe to be a new type of black hole. So this new research was published in the journal Science last week, I think, and shows that the search for black holes could have been missing an entire class that they did not know existed. And this previously unknown class of black holes could be smaller than what was previously dubbed the smallest black holes.
Oh, what is a smaller black hole than the smallest black hole?
So small that we missed it? Well, according to the lead author, Todd Thompson, who's also professor of astronomy at The Ohio State University, this hints that there is another population out there that we have yet to really probe in the search for black holes. So what little I know about black holes is that they form after stars die, collapse, and explode. And they're actually not holes as such, but they're just they're gravitational worlds that are so strong that not even light can escape them. But now it seems that's not always the case. When some stars die and collapse, they can form neutron stars instead. And these stars are small and incredibly dense.
Right. So these new holes could potentially answer why some stars, when they explode, they form neutron stars and why sometimes they form black holes.
Right.
And black holes actually can be of varying sizes. So before we get into the discovery of what is possibly the smallest black hole ever, here's a clip from my interview with Professor Dr. Chong Hon Yu earlier today. He's the president of the Astronomical Society of Penang, and here's him explaining the different classifications of black holes.
The black holes that we always what we call read about and that was discovered, the gravitational wave, is the stellar black hole.
Mm-hmm.
Stellar black hole means the black hole could have a few solar masses. For example, between 5 times the mass of our sun, or 5 solar masses, to about 15 solar masses. And then the other one is called the intermediate mass black hole.
Mm-hmm.
That is from about 100 solar mass to about 100,000 solar mass. And then, of course, then you have the monsters, that is the supermassive black hole. And they have found supermassive black holes in the centers of most galaxies, including our Milky Way galaxy. For example, the supermassive black hole can be more than billions of solar masses. That's one followed by 9 zeros. For example, the supermassive black hole in the center of Milky Way is not that big, but it's about 4 million solar mass.
Mm-hmm.
But there are black holes discovered, for example, the one discovered by the image of the black hole in the center of the galaxy M87 is about 6 billion solar masses.
Wow.
So what was discovered recently was a small black hole, 3.3 solar masses. And this is between the lower limit of a black hole and the upper limit of what they call a neutron star.
And that small black hole that Professor Chong mentioned is what we are talking about today. Generally, research tends to focus on supermassive black holes and neutron stars. So this is to understand supernova explosions, how supermassive black stars explode, and how the elements were formed in supermassive stars. But Thompson says that to continue research like this is to miss a whole demographic of the population of black holes.
And in case people didn't understand what that actually means, Thompson even uses the analogy of asking people to imagine a census of a city that only counts people who are 5'9" and taller.
Mm.
And imagine that the census takers didn't even know that people shorter than 5'9" existed.
Right.
So that would result in incomplete database and provide an inaccurate picture of the population.
None of us would make it.
Yeah.
No. And that is why Thompson says that this what is actually happening in this search for black holes, the smaller ones are being forgotten.
Missed out. Yeah. Not even forgotten, right? No, nobody just... We just
never figured that they existed.
Yeah. So in the name of inclusion. So for years, scientists only knew of black holes that were approximately 5 and 15 times the mass of the sun. And they knew that neutron stars are generally no bigger than about twice the mass of our own sun. Mm. So if the neutron star grew to become 2.5 times the mass of the sun, it would collapse into a black hole.
But things changed in 2017 when the Gravitational Wave Observatory called LIGO spotted two black holes merging into one in a galaxy 1.8 million light years away. Mm. I feel like this is the
beginning of Star Wars there.
And so the two monstrous black holes were 31 times the mass of the sun and 25 times its mass, respectively. This not only proved that LIGO worked, but also that black holes of that size existed. But, you know, that's the big ones, right? What about the smaller black holes, ones that exist between the boundary of neutron stars and black holes?
And so from there, Thomson and his colleagues turned to Apogee Data, which is the Apache Point Observatory Galactic Evolution Experiment. Mm-hmm. And that experiment observed the light from 100,000 stars that were in the Milky Way. So they looked through this data to see if shifts in the wavelength of the star suggested a fellow companion that was otherwise invisible. Mm. And if there was a change in that wavelength, which they say would go from blue to red, that would suggest that there is a companion that had turned into a black hole. Right. And so while they were narrowing down this list of stars to the more likely candidates to have a black hole companion, Thomson and his colleagues found that there was a giant red star orbiting something smaller than the smallest known black hole, but larger than any known neutron star.
And the potential low-mass black hole is thought to be only 3.3 times the mass of our sun. Previously, the smallest black hole discovered was 3.8 times the mass of our sun. Big difference there, isn't it? Well, here's Professor Chong again explaining why this was such an exciting discovery.
Now, what makes the astronomers very excited is it doesn't give out any radiation, this black hole. Mm-hmm. Because according to a big discovery by Professor Hawking, now the discovery was made in the 1970s, that black holes do give off light. Light meaning X-rays, the famous Hawking radiation. Because previously, before 1970s, people said, yes, black holes exist, but no point looking for them because not even light can escape. So they are there, but you cannot see. But Professor Hawking proved that you can see black holes because as matter goes around the black holes, before they go in, they will give off X-rays, the famous Hawking radiation. Mm-hmm. So they were looking for this Hawking radiation around this newly discovered type of black hole. They couldn't see the Hawking radiation. So the hypothesis is that this small black hole is orbiting very far away from the red giant star, and the material from the red giant star is not pulled into the black hole and give off Hawking radiation. So it's an inactive black hole orbiting around a red giant star. So it's very interesting. Hmm. If it's true, that means they have discovered a new class of black holes. That is, more than that of a neutron star, less than that of a stellar black hole.
And going back to this paper, Thomson says that this dark, mysterious object could potentially still be the most massive neutron star ever seen because it is right at the boundary after which a neutron star cannot exist. Mm. But many experts agree that it's the hypothesized by never-before-discovered relatively low-mass black hole. Some of you might wonder, why do we need to study black holes if they are sort of this void where everything is sucked in and nothing exists? So here's Professor Chong explaining what we can learn from research on black holes.
The general answer is because it's there, we study, all right? But the more accurate answer should be that black holes are fundamental objects in the universe, right? Because if you look at Einstein's general theory of relativity, when you study the gravity and under various conditions, for example, gravity on the Earth is very, very weak, all right? And gravity on the neutron star is quite strong, but not up to that of a black hole. So they are studying the effects of gravity through all conditions. So around the black hole, it's extreme condition. Do you know how much, Suren, allow me to say, how much do you weigh at the border before you fall into a black hole? The border is called the event horizon. Mm-hmm. You will weigh more than the Earth. Even more, you are weighing infinite kilos.
Right.
So the pool of the black hole at the event horizon is tremendous, infinite kilos. Or in physics, we use the word Newton. So it's very extreme. So when you study what's happening around in the black hole, it's under conditions which does not exist on the Earth, but exists on the event horizon. So in a sense, what is happening on the Earth, which is very weak gravity, you weigh so many kilograms, I weigh so many kilograms, it's only a very mild form of the action of gravity. But we know that in other parts of the universe, you have neutron star, you have pulsar, and then you have large stars, and you have black holes. So gravity can have are very strong. So that's why it's very fundamental to study gravity in all aspects, from very weak to medium strength to at the event horizon of a black hole, infinite Newton, infinite kilogram.
So that was Professor Dr. Chong Hon Yu, who is the president of the Astronomical Society of Penang. Mm. So after all the results were published, there were quite a few articles written about this. And the lead author, Todd Thompson, said that he is looking forward to making more future discoveries, mm-hmm. such as in finding out more about the incline of the star's orbit around the dark object, which is supposedly a black hole. Mm. And so because the European Space Agency's Gaia spacecraft might gather more information about that in an upcoming mission. Mm. So this could potentially help the researchers to measure the actual mass of the dark object more precisely. So I think, well, I will definitely stay tuned to that.
Because who wouldn't want to know more?
I know. And one of the experts also say that because if there's only one of these smaller black holes, it could be a unique incident. Mm. But if they can find more of them, then perhaps it might explain why the black hole is so small.
Hmm. Well, if you have thoughts on black holes, astronomy, are you geeking out as much as we are? You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900. We do need to take a quick break, but we will leave you with, well, quite predictably, Supermassive Black Hole by Muse on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.